All right, I call this meeting of the Tennessee State Election Commission to order. Today is January the 31st, 2023. Is there a statement of necessity to be read?
Yes, there is.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, I was on mute. Pursuant to Tennessee Code annotated 8-44-10883, the determination of necessity for conducting the State Election Commission meeting by phone is to make county election commission appointments and to discuss the minimum CCO changes to Unison Voting System Open Elect 2.2, call them
Hear a motion to approve the necessity to the meeting.
I move that we approve.
Second.
Here, second. Motion's been made and seconded. Do we need a roll call vote?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Please call the roll.
Commissioner Barrett?
Aye.
Commissioner Blackburn?
Aye.
Commissioner Duckett?
Aye.
Commissioner Eldridge?
Aye.
Commissioner McDonald?
Aye.
Commissioner Wheeler?
Aye.
Chairman Yount?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have some appointments, I believe, to be made today, so I will entertain a motion to approve the commission appointees.
I move that we approve the commissioners' appointees.
You want to leave it open till the end of the day?
And leave it on till the end of the day.
Okay.
Second.
Thank you. Motion has been made and seconded. Kathy, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Commissioner Barrett?
Aye.
Commissioner Blackburn?
Aye.
Mr. Duckett?
Aye.
Commissioner Eldridge?
Aye.
Commissioner McDonald?
Aye.
Mr. Wheeler?
Aye.
Chairman Yount?
The ayes have it. The next order of business is to approve the de minimis change for the Unison. We discussed this at our last meeting. Do I hear a motion to approve?
Mr. Chairman, I believe the coordinator of elections office is going to be doing some review and get back with us on that change. Prior to our vote, could we hear from Coordinator Goins, please?
Absolutely. Coordinator Goins, you're recognized.
Yes. So there's six changes that they have submitted. They did submit the proper paperwork from the EAC. I can go over those changes. So, and I'll give you the different ID numbers. Most of these are end-of-life, commercial off-the-shelf type situations, meaning that what was on the equipment is no longer commercially available for sale. Change ID 1025 was a new USB drive, as the current USB drive was at the end of life. Change ID 1026 was another situation where the fan that was on the Freedom Boat scan the prior model is now at its end of life, and so therefore they needed to get the new fan approved. Change ID 17059 is a ballot diverter, and they on that one, that is a situation where they were using a plastic device, and they've changed it to metal for more durability. Change ID 17050, that is a concurrent close process. It prevents a concurrent close process from occurring. That is not a end of shelf. That is one that was necessitated because there were some issues, I suppose, out in the field that they saw, and this was making a minor change to correct that issue. Change ID 1027, this is an end-of-life situation as well. It's a It coincides sort of with 1025 in a way, but it's also a different type of USB drive and memory that can be utilized because the other one was at the end of life. And change ID 3476 was a scanner enabled / disabled that seeks to alleviate an issue and make it better to not have jammed ballots. So that's not an end of life scenario. But in all instances, the AC did correspond, and I have that correspondence and would like to make that part of the record that will be online.
Thank you, Coordinator Dorn. Commissioner Barrett.
Coordinator, of the changes that are made in the improvements to the equipment, the USB and others, those enhancements to the equipment do not allow any of them to be accessible wireless or connect remotely to Internet. Is that correct?
Well, I think that's better answered from the I'd like to get the vendor on record. Kathy, I think somebody from the – I got on late. I think someone from the vendor is on here. Is that correct? Kathy Summers.
Sorry, I was on mute. I did send a meeting invite and also sent a text to Chris Ortiz. I do not know if Chris is on the line.
So I guess, is there anyone from Unison online? It does not appear to have someone online. If you remember, there is actually not a rush to approve these. If I, you know, based on that last communication, this is these specific improvements will be made to two existing pieces of equipment in two different counties. So, I mean, there's time to, if you don't feel comfortable voting on this until we get that question answered, which I think is a valid question, of course, but there is time. There's no rush to approve these today.
Do I hear a motion to move it to our next scheduled meeting?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Motion was made and seconded. Kathy, call the roll, please.
Commissioner Barrett?
Aye.
Commissioner Blackburn?
Aye.
Commissioner Duckett?
Aye.
Commissioner Eldridge?
Aye.
Mr. McDonald?
Aye.
Mr. Wheeler? Mr. Wheeler? I do not hear a response.
Sorry. I was on mute.
Thank you so much. And Chairman Yance?
Aye.
And could you tell me who made the motion, please, and the second? I didn't hear the complete.
Commissioner Barrett.
And the second?
McDonald.
Thank you very much. I thought it was Barrett, but I wasn't sure, and then I didn't get the second. I apologize. All right, thank you.
Coordinator Goins, is there any other business today?
Have none.
Chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Thank you all. Yeah. We're adjourned.